Today, North Korea is calling the nuclear bomb it tested the H-bomb of justice, and crowds in the capital, Pyongyang, cheered that news.
But was it really an H-bomb, a hydrogen bomb, the type of bomb that is far more powerful than an atomic bomb? Joining us is Joe Cirincione, president of Plowshares Fund, which seeks to eliminate nuclear weapons. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Well, what do you think it was that North Korea detonated?
It looks like they were going for what we call a boosted nuclear weapon. That is basically an atomic bomb with a little bit of a hydrogen isotope mixed in, which helps increase the yield of the bomb when it goes off. If so, it doesn't look like they succeeded.
So you do not think it was a hydrogen bomb?
I don't think so. Based on the early indications, it looks like the test yielded an explosive force of about 6 to 7 kilotons, 6 to 7,000 tons of TNT. This is actually smaller than their last test. And even a failed H-bomb test would usually give you a yield of 10, 20, 50 kilotons of explosive force.
Well, what's the difference between an H-bomb and an A-bomb?
Yeah. The atomic bomb is what we used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It's a fission bomb. It gets its energy from the splitting of the atom and turning a small amount of matter into pure energy. A hydrogen bomb, developed a few years later, uses this enormous power of an atomic bomb to do something quite spectacular. It actually fuses atoms together, basically recreating the essential source of power in the universe, the process that powers our sun and all stars. The fusion of atoms together releases much more energy, 100, 1,000 times more energy than fission. That's why the North Korea claim that it had an H-bomb sent panic around the capitals of the world.
And how much more difficult is it to develop an H-bomb than to develop an A-bomb?
It's quite difficult, and countries with more advanced programs like India have tried to develop this, claimed that they had detonated a bomb in their 1998 test series, but most scientists believe that that is not the case. So even an advanced country like India can't develop it. It's highly unlikely that North Korea has reached this stage. Can they eventually? Yes, which is why you want to contain this program. But it doesn't look like they've been there now. Basically, they're claiming it's a hydrogen bomb because they probably had some hydrogen isotope in this explosion, this so-called boosted bomb. But it's not a true H-bomb.
But presumably they're relatively close to getting there if they've already got this booster bomb.
Not necessarily close. We started playing around with boosted weapons in the late 1940s. It took us another 4 or 5 years to get to the H-bomb. It's quite a demanding technological process. There's a reason that the newer nuclear countries, Pakistan, India, and now North Korea, don't have the H-bomb yet, even though they have the atomic fission bombs.
That's Joe Cirincione, who is president of Plowshares Fund, a global security foundation. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.